9:37 the time, and welcoming in Congressman Don Manzullo joining us here on the line on Straight Talk. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fine.
How's Washington today?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Just a terrible place.
You got rain or just...
No, it just spends too much money. It closes down automobile dealerships. Does everything possible to take away individual rights and liberties from the citizens and repose them in a big central government. So now you know how I feel about what's happening to our 2,600 GM dealerships and the 700 or 800 Chrysler dealerships.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
It's an outrage. The national press is not doing anything about it.
One thing on top of another, it seems to be, in that industry, and there's been billions of taxpayer dollars going towards those companies, which most, if not all, I believe, is now being forgiven through those bankruptcy proceedings. I guess looking back, or perhaps you had the foresight long ago to do so, how would you have attacked this, or how would you have recommended to attack this problem differently?
Well, first of all, getting the federal government involved in intimately determining how to restructure a company was the biggest mistake. I mean, this government can't restructure any agency. It has no track record of successfully running a private industry. In fact, the State Department is adding 4,000 new employees, and one of the biggest employers now is the federal government, hiring people to oversee the stimulus money going out and for other projects.
I just saw, if I can interrupt for one second, I just saw a story yesterday at Yahoo.com about, it was their lead story, I think, I can't remember the number, it was either 6,700 or 67,000. It said, looking for a job? The government's hiring. There's 67 new jobs available through the, I mean, that's
it's true.
Incredible.
The federal government is doing more to destroy the American economy through the bailout and the stimulus than if it just stood back and said, look it, let these companies, if necessary, go through their own Chapter 11 reorganization and let the judge make an independent decision and not let the federal government get in there and micromanage. And the president has said that he's not going to micromanage GM, but he's already talked to the mayor of Detroit, whom he promised that GM's headquarters would not be moved from Detroit to another city. I mean, and then, I mean, we have the horrible situation of a Wolf Chevrolet in Belvedere. I was with that family on their 75th anniversary. And now, you know, we have another great Chevrolet dealer there in Lou Backroat, and great families. But it lessens competition. And keeping a dealership open does not cost an automobile maker 1 cent. It doesn't cost them anything. And so with the so-called reorganization plan, we're going to lose 2,600 GM dealerships across the nation. We've already lost, I think it's 700 or 800, even more, Chrysler dealerships. This is their final week. They're given a couple of weeks to get rid of all their inventory. And here these guys are with a huge amount of debt, in a loss of probably over 100,000 jobs in these dealerships, and it wasn't necessary. It's because some idiot who calls himself a car czar, and I'm sorry, but I'm really upset about this. Some guy who calls himself a car czar, who's worth several hundred million dollars, who owned over $1 million worth of stock in the mother company, of Cerebrus, was the mother company for the old Chrysler. Of course, he had to get rid of his interest in that when he took over this new job. A man who's never had any background in running an automobile company. He's making these decisions, and he's saying, "Oh no, you know, we're not micromanaging the board of directors are making the decisions themselves, but the board of directors are appointed by the government."
Right, right.
And, you know, when I look at this thing and say, you know, I mean, GM is an American institution, and you know, and so is Chrysler. And so what are we getting for GM? $50 billion, quote, in order to lead the company to produce smaller and more fuel-efficient cars, end of quote. Taxpayers end up owning 60% of the shares of General Motors. Federal government appoints the new board of directors. 21,000 more job cuts, 14 plants are closed down, 2,600 GM dealerships closed, And part of the plan, it's unwritten, is they're going to be importing a lot more GM Chinese-made cars.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? I mean, it's extraordinarily disturbing when you see what's happening to an institution, the institutions of the dealerships, with Belvedere Motors and Wolf Chevrolet, and the dealers in Rockford also. It's just unbelievable what's going on.
I had a question from a listener, which is on topic. I know there's some movement among some of the dealers to bring some legal action for the fact that they're not being compensated for the lack of their or for losing their affiliation with these companies. Is it possible that the federal government is brought into court to address those topics?
No, because what happens is if you take each of the every state has laws that protect auto dealers from arbitrary action by the automobile company.
Mm-hmm.
And bankruptcy allows the bankruptcy court to wipe out or abrogate or change or modify those individual contracts. That's something that could have happened. But the issue is when the federal government came up with this massive plan to the bankruptcy judge and said, this is all part of the plan to restructure and make a new GM, leaner, cleaner, etc., and they threw in the closing of the dealerships, the judge said, that's fine. You know, if that's going to save you money, that's fine. And it's not going to save GM any money.
Right.
Because whenever a dealer takes a car, the moment that car is delivered, Detroit gets paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it costs them nothing. So it's just very, very, it's very, very sad day in America, because most of these dealerships are in small towns, and you're going to find people having to drive 50, 60, 70 miles just to find another authorized GM dealer.
Right.
And I was talking to a fellow that sells, he's just outside of our district from Ottawa, but he was in here with the National Automobile Dealers Association. Sells Pontiac and GMC. And I said, what are you going to do? This is about 3 weeks ago when the Pontiac label had been wiped out. And for somebody who drove two Grand Prix, that really upsets me.
I got a Grand Am, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you know, one of the original hot rods. But I said, how would you survive? He said, look, he said, if I lose the Pontiac brand name, he said, you know, I can sell used cars. He said, I still can sell GMC trucks. He said, but what's more important is that I will be an authorized repair dealer, you know, to make warranty repairs.
Right, right.
And he said, I can survive on that. He said, but if they take away my ability to do that, he said, I'm done. And this doesn't make sense. Now we have people driving much further distances to service their American cars. That's stupid. It saves no money. It hurts competition. It's just unbelievable.
Congressman Don Manzullo.
But the sun is shining today.
Here, it's a little cloudy here, but Washington and sunny
right.
skies.
The sun came up today, thank God for that.
Congressman Don Manzullo joining us here on Straight Talk on WROK. You've got some legislation mm-hmm. introduced earlier this year, and bringing it back for another push here, about giving Americans a $5,000 voucher to purchase a new vehicle, stimulate auto sales, and that, of course, will kind of have a trickle-down effect. You can talk about what that would entail.
Well, what we're trying to do is, the problem with the automobile market is that we're not selling enough cars. I mean, that's, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. So the way to resolve that is to get Americans buying more cars. Instead of pouring all this money in from the top, which goes to pay interim bills, et cetera, unless something is done to stimulate sales. I mean, we sold about 2.5 years ago, we sold 16 million cars in this country. This year, we're projected to sell between 8 and 9 million. And so we introduced a bill several months ago, H.R. 1606, that says, look, if you go to a new car dealer, and, for example, you go to buy a Jeep Patriot, proudly made in the 16th Congressional District in Belvedere, instead of paying $20,000 for it, you'd pay $15,000, and you could finance it for less than $300 a month over 5 years. That stimulates the production of more automobiles. And we did some correlation or calculation that says for every 1 million automobiles that's manufactured in this country, that puts back to work 60,000 people. That's 10,000 in assembly plants and 50,000 in suppliers, auto dealers, and related businesses. It returns to the government $750 million in tax revenue because people, instead of receiving benefits, would end up paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It saves the federal government nearly $3 billion in unemployment compensation, food stamps, and COBRA extension insurance. And it returns to the state and local governments about $1.5 billion for loss of sales tax revenue. Now, that's just for increasing the sales by 1 million. If we can go from, say, 8 to 15 million, we'd be out of this recession. If we could go to 8 to 12 million, we'd be out of this recession because the supply chains start going. And, you know, these figures did not take into consideration a family, for example, that wants a will made out.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer on the corner goes, they go in there, they charge him whatever it is, $100, $150 for a will. Doesn't take into consideration the guy at the donut shop or the pizza shop or the people that are selling other retail items because more money is being poured into the system. It doesn't take into consideration, for example, the people that will make the rail wheels for the rail cars for UP to haul the new cars from Detroit and other places to around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about an explosion of economic activity that cost a fraction of what's going on now because it gives to the consumer the ability to determine the fate of the nation. Now, you might say, well, you know, I don't have a job, or it's not doesn't look very well, and I really can't afford to buy a new car. How does this $5,000 voucher help me? Well, if your neighbor is working and he is in need of a new car, by him buying that new car, that puts the entire supply chain in process. It creates wealth in the community in the country, and that it creates confidence in the fellow whose job may have been eliminated or cannot afford to buy a car. With all this new money being pumped in from the private sector and floating in the commercial retail area, then that benefits him. And some would say, well, you know, why don't you just give me $5,000 so I can go out and spend the money myself? Well, in the alternative Republican bill plan to the stimulus, that's exactly what we had. Each married couple, for example, would get about $3,800 a year for 2 years as additional disposable income to pump into the community. And no, that was voted down, all in favor of these government elitists who think they know best how to run companies, taking over the great companies of Chrysler and General Motors and virtually destroying them at this point. I mean, we hope that somehow GM and Chrysler can come out of this, especially because we had that great Chrysler facility in Belvedere that, you know, the three cars that are made there are three of the most popular automobiles, not only this country, but about 42% of the product made in Belvedere is exported.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, because they can make automobiles with the right-hand and left-hand drive. So, you know, we're very upset over what happened to Chrysler and General Motors, but on the other hand, we absolutely want whatever plan it is to succeed. It's going to be difficult, if not impossible, but I just have serious, serious misgivings when you take a look at these great Chrysler dealers and GM dealers that are being discharged and thrown off the boat, when in fact they cost the car dealers nothing to keep going.
Congressman Don Manzullo joining us here in Straight Talk on WROK. You mentioned the president and the administration taking over GM and Chrysler. Had a caller off the air wondering if there's anything that Congress can do or anything you can do to stop that from happening, possibly to other sectors in the future or other businesses in the future.
Well, you, that's the problem. Who would buy AAA-rated bonds when you see what the government can do to the bondholders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to depress the entire bond market. And if you don't sell bonds, you can't start new companies. You can't finance new companies or existing companies from expanding. I mean, that's the general confidence to say, well, you know, if the Congress and the Secretary of the Treasury are going to go in there and determine that my bonds are worth nothing. I mean, there are people that bought those AAA bonds. In fact, when my mom died mm-hmm. several years ago, she had AAA GMAC bonds. You know, fortunately, we sold them years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she was in her 80s. Her investment advisor had wisely told her that those are great investments to make for somebody her age.
Sure.
And, I mean, you have this cascading of people just being horribly hurt, you know, with the car dealers and the people that own the bonds and everything. And so it's just not a good idea for the government to come in there and say, we know how to run General Motors and to make some of these decisions. And now you've got the Dealergate issue coming out as to whether or not political considerations right. were made in closing some of these dealers. So, you know, National Automobile Dealers Association does have a suit going in the bankruptcy court, and that's going to be heard either today or tomorrow. And in fact, going on to the Senate now, the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, there's a hearing just starting on GM and Chrysler dealership closures and protecting dealers and consumers. So, you know, many, many members of Congress are as upset as I am over the fact that just like that, you're wiping out these dealers, and we're just shocked.
About a minute or so with Congressman Manzullo. The stimulus plan's been enacted now for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on how effective it's been? I think I know the answer to that, but then also any discussions about, you know, I'm not sure that the talk about transparency and knowing where this money is going, I'm not sure we really do. Is there any talk about perhaps auditing and finding out exactly where these billions and billions of dollars have been ending up?
Well, there was an article in USA Today over the weekend that said that with the stimulus package, each Illinois resident gets the equivalent of $1.60. That's on the infrastructure. Ray LaHood, who's a good friend of mine, he's now the Secretary of Transportation, he is working desperately, very hard, to get out as much money into infrastructure as possible. But it's you know, when only about 6% of that entire stimulus package dealt with infrastructure. If a lot of it had dealt with, for example, these vouchers,
mm-hmm.
not only for automobiles, but for homes, there was a provision in one of the stimulus bills for homeowners to get a $16,000, $15,000, actually it's more than a tax credit, it's a point of sale voucher. The IRS has just instituted that this past week. So, just think, if you wanted to buy a new house in Rockford, you could buy a new house for $160,000 in Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, automatically, $16,000 comes off the top. $15,000 comes off the top. And, I mean, that would have, you know, that would have just exploded the real estate market again. As it was, the Senate ended up with a compromise of for three, if you've not owned a home in the past 3 years, you get an $8,000. I'm going to call it a voucher because that's what they're calling it, so that the money's available at the closing. That's helped. That's helped demonstrably.
Congressman Manzullo, up mm-hmm. against a hard break here, but I got to let you go. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
And we will talk to you again very soon, all right?
Thanks.
That's Congressman
Bye-bye.
Don Manzullo here from the 16th District, joining us here on Straight Talk on News Talk 1440 WRBI.